The Thin White Line. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. It's not fun being stuck at home, as so many of us are, but what's even less fun is having to go to work and wondering how safe it is. There are farm workers, delivery workers, police officers who can't phone it in like the rest of us. But it's the medical workers who get the brunt of it. I got a note from a listener who years ago worked as a surgical technician in Vietnam until he himself had to be medevaced, and he wrote, I'll quote from his letter, "All during that time, I received combat pay from my country in recognition of the dangers associated with service to others. And with COVID casualties at wartime levels, he thinks that the U.S. government ought to at least award combat pay to the doctors and nurses serving right now in what has become a fight for national security. He knows something about this because his wife still works as a physical therapist, and she has to cover herself with three layers of protection every day." I'm a little reluctant to compare this to a war, because then you would have to call into question the loyalty of those who have given aid and comfort to that enemy, and we're divided enough on that score already. But his point is that if we can agree on anything, it's that the healthcare workers who form that thin white line deserve a lot more than just a pat on the back. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.